Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey, you're listening to Clumsy Theosis, a Catholic podcast that explores topics within the Catholic faith to help us deepen our spiritual lives, own our relationship with the Lord, and strengthen His church. Hello and welcome. My name is Rochelle Lucero, and I'm the host of the Clumsy Theosis podcast. I'm glad that you guys are here today. I want to give a thank you to everyone who has purchased products from my pop-up shop. The shop is now available to everyone, so now's the time if you want to buy yourself something and represent this podcast, this ministry, and support everything that we stand for, now's the time that you can do that. All you have to do is click on the link, and I'm providing that in the show notes for you, or you can visit clumsytheosis.net, and it's going to be an option in the menu. It's just going to say shop. Now, something very important about this shop is that it's a pop-up shop, so it's only available for one more week. It's going to close on Valentine's Day, so make sure you get your orders in before Valentine's Day. But if you would rather support Clumsy Theosis by making a donation, that's always awesome. That's always welcome. All you have to do is visit clumsytheosis.net and click the word donate in the menu. And I want to send a reminder out there that this podcast, this ministry, is only made possible because of the donations from listeners like yourself. But let's jump into today's topic. Lent is 3 Sundays away, and that might seem like it's far off to some people, but I think that it's kind of close, and therefore we should talk about it. Because Lent is that 40-day period that prepares us for the central, the most important, the most crucial feast of our faith. That would be Easter, or Pascha, or the Pasch, or whatever it is that you call it. This preparation of Lent, it's really important, and for that reason, I think that we should prepare for the preparation season, because we don't want it to sneak up on us, and we want to be able to get the most out of it. So this Lent, I really want to tell you guys from the bottom of my heart that you guys can do hard things. You are capable of doing hard things, and I think that you would probably even like doing hard things during Lent. Because Lent is a spiritual training ground to learn how you and the Lord together, you two can do hard things. And I'm going to tell you why. But before I do that, I want to lay a little bit of background so we have some scriptural context to this season of Lent. So Lent has its connections with the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness before his passion, death, and resurrection. And it also has a connection with the 40 years that the Israelites wandered in the wilderness. Here we have an example of succeeding and an example of kind of failing to do hard things when the Lord prompts us to. But both of them have a great influence over our Lenten season. Scripture tells us that during the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness, he came out victorious every time that the devil tried to tempt him. Now, the brilliance of Jesus's triumph may make us forget to ask, what was the point of the devil's temptations anyways, like his overarching goal? Well, to lose trust in the Father and all that he had promised him. But Jesus kept his faith, and in doing so, Jesus perfected what it took the Israelites 40 years to do while they wandered in the wilderness. So let's look at that really quickly. When we look back to Exodus, we see the Israelites wandering in the desert for 40 years and doing what? Well, we know that they were grumbling against God, but most importantly, the reason that they did that was because they did not trust God. And that's actually what got them in their predicament in the first place. See, when they were delivered from Egypt, they went from Mount Sinai, or they went straight to Mount Sinai, and that's where they got the Ten Commandments. And from there, God led them straight to Mount Zion, which was what? The Promised Land. And he did this like immediately. So why did it take them 40 years to actually get into the Promised Land? Well, we know what happened when they got there the first time. They sent out scouts to investigate. And on their return, they reported that the people that who were currently inhabiting that land, that they were too big, they were too many, they were too strong, and it would be too hard for the Israelites to overtake them. They chickened out because they did not want to do something that seemed like it was too hard for them, even though the Lord led them to it. But hello, God had just delivered them from one of the world's largest nations, if not the largest nation in the world at that time. And in doing so, remember, he brought about all those plagues. He parted the Red Sea to help them to escape the Egyptian military forces, like all of these big, huge God things they forgot about, apparently. I mean, come on, guys. They didn't have trust that God would come to their aid yet again. So they spent 40 years in the wilderness learning how to do just that, learning how to trust God, learning how to grow in spiritual maturity and grow in their strength. But the part of their story that makes me cringe the most is when I apply it to myself and I think about all the times that I have not done the hard thing, when I have not done something that I thought was too hard because I didn't trust the Lord, especially if the Lord had prompted me or brought me to it and I chickened out and I got scared and I took the easy way out because I thought that it was too hard. And that's where the title of today's episode comes from, because you can do hard things. Any hard thing in your life that the Lord leads you to, you can do. This season of Lent exists to teach us what it took the Israelites 40 years to learn, and that is to trust the Lord's providence, to trust His grace, His help, His refuge, everything. But also, importantly, don't forget this, to trust our ability to do hard things with the Lord's help. Now, on the other side of all of these hard things that we've been called to do in our life, in our spiritual lives, on the other side of all of that is what I would refer to as like a metaphorical promised land. And I don't know about you, but I do not want to take 40 years to get somewhere, especially when it's right in front of my face, because I was too scared to trust in the Lord to help me, to guide me, to fight for me, to whatever, right? To just provide and be my God. And Lent is our training ground for us to learn how to do these hard things, to learn how to trust the Lord in them as well. Because let's look at the wilderness. Like the wilderness, it's rough. It requires mental, physical, and spiritual endurance. And Lent is our liturgical wilderness. I love thinking about it that way. Lent is our liturgical wilderness. And the 40 days of Lent is an invitation for us to train with the Lord in the wilderness, to become spiritual athletes, to train to do battle with ourselves, with any of our doubts, with our sins, with our weaknesses, to conquer our fears and to let love win, right? And to let the Lord win and to trust our coach. I mean, if we're going to stick with this metaphor. Last week, I broke down the process of discernment, which is making decisions with God. And I challenged all of you to use that process to discern what God is calling you to do in the areas of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during this Lent. And I'm going to leave a link for that episode down in the show notes. If you haven't heard it, you want to listen to it again, you need to take notes. It's down there for your convenience. I really think that it is going to help you to make the best decisions this Lent because God is the one who's helping you make those decisions. I know how it can be. I know it's hard for us to give up our creature comforts. I'm so on board with that problem. And it is unfortunate, but the message that sometimes we receive from the pulpit or from the ambo is kind of lame. It's kind of like this bare minimum approach to Lent. And I get that our priests, sometimes they want to make sure that they don't discourage people from trying at all, but we need, or at least I know I need to be challenged. I need to be called and encouraged to go beyond what's comfortable. I need to be reminded that the Lord's grace is sufficient enough. So as you've been outlining your Lenten practices, if you started last week with the discernment process, if you didn't, you can start now. As you're outlining your practices, if you have been tempted or you are tempted to skimp or to take the easier option, I'm here to remind you that you can do hard things. Now, of course, you want to be prudent. There's going to be that person that, you know, has to object and say, well, you have to be prudent and you have to make sure that this... Okay, I get you. I think that goes without saying. We're all mature adults here. But since we are bringing it up, you do have to be prudent. And I think a good way to ensure that you are prudent is to make your decisions about Lent with the Lord through the process of discernment. And before we finish up for today, there are a few things I want to mention because I think we need to be reminded because in oftentimes, I know for myself anyways, I forget these things. Okay, so the first is that what is hard for you might be easy for someone else and vice versa, and that is totally okay. So do not compare yourself with other people while you're making your commitments for this Lent and while you're trying to follow through your commitments for this Lent. You do whatever it is that God has led you to do. And as long as you've discerned with the Lord what you need to do, then I think you're pretty good. You're in a safe zone. But you just focus on the Lord and what He wants you to do. And piggybacking off of that last one, Lent is not about doing more. Let's not confuse it. It is not about piling more things onto your plate, but Lent is about being more. It's about being stronger or becoming stronger. It's about becoming more capable, more spiritually mature, more intentional, and more present. All of that. It's about becoming more, becoming closer to the Lord even. It's not about doing more. So don't fall into that trap of thinking you have to add all of these things onto your list of practices. It's about being more. And on that note, as we are trying to become more, we need to remember to be humble because humility is essential for our spiritual growth. And if you're thinking about what other people are doing, comparing yourself as better or worse or whatnot, or if you're even hoping that other people see you and what you're doing and how holy you are totally missing the point. So just let's not do that, friends. Let's be humble, right? Because it's that easy. Let's just be humble this Lent. And that's all I have to say. Actually, no, wait. One more thing. I really want to emphasize, I hope it did not get lost in this podcast. I don't think it did, but it's very much present on my heart, is that Lent is a training exercise. It needs to be taken seriously, yes, but we also need to understand that we are not going to be perfect at it. We are going to struggle, and that's a good thing because when you're struggling, you're growing. If you're not struggling, then you probably didn't pick anything that was challenging for you. That's all I have to say. All right, everyone, until next week. Oh, wait. I got a few more things I have to say. My gosh, I'm jumping the gun here. Did you guys know that I have a weekly email that I send out and it delivers each week's episode straight to your inbox? Well, I do. I like it. The people that are receiving it seem to really like it, and I think you will too. So I'm going to leave a link for you to sign up. It's free for you. It's down in the, what's that place down there on the bottom? It's down in the description box. There's a link there. Click it, or you can go over to clumsytheosis.net and it's right there. Just sign up with your email and you will start receiving my weekly emails. I want to know if you guys like this episode. I really enjoyed doing it. Let me know. You can reach out to me on all my social platforms at Clumsy Theosis. That would be Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I also want to know if you liked this episode enough to share it with a friend, someone who might like it, who might benefit from it, or someone you might want to walk with you as an accountability partner this Lent. Go ahead and send them this episode information so they can listen to it and you guys can walk together. And don't forget, I'm available on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Clumsy Theosis. Follow me there. You can talk with me, send me messages, and this way we can walk together on this journey of theosis. So until next week, everybody, peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Clumsy Theosis. I'm so happy that you've been able to hang out. If you want to learn more about Clumsy Theosis, you are more than welcome to visit my website, clumsytheosis.net. From clumsytheosis.net, you will also be able to contact me if you're interested in booking me as a speaker, or if you're just feeling generous and you'd like to make a donation. Remember that together we can transform the world by letting the Lord transform us.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.